Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And with me right now is a very special guest because they put on a very special event for very special people. Now, it seems like everybody knows at least someone who has been affected by cancer in their life, or maybe they've been affected themselves by cancer. That is why our guest today is really doing something special to really help provide the ultimate prom experience for teenagers that are affected by cancer. From A Prom to Remember, we've got Michael Knaus. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So let's start by telling the audience, what is A Prom to Remember?
Prom to Remember is an event that is put on free of charge for kids with cancer, age range of 12 to 19 years old, and they can be in remission and they can still attend the prom. It's our ninth year at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel at the Silver Grill this year, and the event is free for the kids.
9 years that you've been doing this already. Let's go back to the roots a little bit, Michael. How did A Prom to Remember get started?
10 years ago, it started in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our daughter volunteered to work on it then, asked us to come down and photograph it since we own a photography studio. Problem was it was in May, and that's our busy prom season up here, so we weren't able to do it. So my wife decided, because we've been in the business so long, that we had enough connections that we were going to bring it to Cleveland. And it's been 9 years up here, and it's been just a great event. It's hard to even explain unless you've been there.
Michael, let me just say that is so amazing of your family to care enough about this, to want to bring it all the way from Florida up to Cleveland. Why don't you walk us through the event a little bit? What can the attendees expect out of the night?
Besides a fantastic night, it starts with a dress extravaganza that was put on a couple weeks ago where the girls had over 2,500 dresses to choose from, along with shoes, purses, jewelry. Brown Aveda was there doing mini massages and nails, and they also do the salon services the day of prom. And from there, then, the boys get a coupon to be able to get a free tux with shoes and everything from American Commodore. They've been with us since day one. And then they're going to be on five or six different limos. They come from three different hospitals, Akron Children's, Rainbows, and Cleveland Clinic. And the limos pick them up at the hospitals, drop them off at the hospitals. When they arrive, they receive either their corsage or boutonniere. Then they walk down onto the red carpet where they're interviewed. And then they are photographed on a formal prom background and receive the pictures before they leave at the end of the night. And then it's upstairs to dancing and eating and just having a great time. They get a gift bag at the end of the night when they leave, filled with all kind of items from T-shirts to hopefully we've had 8 years with the Indians, and we're hoping they're going to donate again for us. And just, you know, other miscellaneous items that the kids like. There'll be a video that they'll receive later of about a 20-minute video of how the prom went that night, showing them dancing and partying and having a great time.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. So are the guests allowed to bring a date, or how does that work?
Okay, they can bring a friend or relative or a date, but they can't bring their parents. The three hospitals have chaperones that are at the event and on the limos that are nurses or doctors at the hospital. And the reason we don't want parents to be there, they can be there and watch them walk the red carpet. But when the event starts that night, it's a night to be a kid, a normal kid, and just have a great time with other kids that are going through the same thing as them without their parents there to kind of watch over them like they always would with, you know, any child that is going through that.
If you're just joining us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. Today, I'm talking to Mike Knaus from A Prom to Remember. Now, this is a prom for cancer patients. Let's talk a little bit about how this event impacts their life.
Well, that night, and we usually ask, you know, especially kids that it's their first time, they can come as many times as they want to the prom in that 12 to 19 year range. And we always ask them how the event went, and they just said, you know, it's a night we'll never forget. We were with people going through the same thing, unlike going to our own prom where, you know, maybe all those kids have their hair. Maybe we don't. And maybe some of us are in a wheelchair. And a regular high school prom, that may not be the case. So they can feel normal and have just a tremendous night being a kid at a prom.
And you mentioned that you had doctors there as chaperones. Do you have any special medical setups for them?
The nurses bring their own equipment if they need to do anything for the kids. But we do have a quiet room where if there's just too much going on in the dance, the kids can sit in the quiet room and they can play on an iPad. They can just relax. There is a nurse in there that's overseeing that area. And there's other things they can do, but it's away from the dance where, you know, they can catch their breath for a few minutes. And then when they're ready, they can go right back into the dance.
Now, you mentioned earlier that it's free to get in. But if they want anything extra, they want their pictures taken, they want food, do they have to pay for any of that?
Not a thing. Everything is donated from, you know, our three major sponsors, of course, the Ritz-Carlton, who's been fantastic and been with us all 9 years. We figured we'd shoot for the top, and they were with us from the beginning. They made us their community footprint as, you know, one of their best events. In fact, we have a lot of the waiters and waitresses that are working that night that ask to come back just to volunteer to do that event because they enjoy it so much. And then American Commodore with the tuxes and Entertainment Enterprises. There's DJ service from Rock the House. There's five or six limo companies. There is the decorations put on by Entertainment Enterprises. The flowers are donated, the food, the gift bags. The kids pay absolutely nothing.
This is just amazing. I don't even have words for it. It's how all these sponsors come together and just really put on the time of these kids' lives.
One of them, when we first started it, we were with a limo company that I was in a referral group with for a long time. And he said, you know, owning a company, you get hammered for donations every day from a number of different sources. And he said, this is something I can jump on board with because seeing the smiles, it's hard. Seeing the smiles that night makes it all worthwhile. You know, that's what he said, and it's just so true. And it's, you know, some of these kids are with walkers and wheelchairs, and it's just so hard to imagine. You know, and cancer's terrible for anyone, but for a child to go through it, that's really hard to stomach and look at, and, you know, unless you can do something to help. Mm-hmm. And we do that night.
And mentally, this really, I can imagine, changes their life for a period of time because it gives them something to look forward to. You know, you mentioned this dress extravaganza. So this is more than just one prom night. This is, it seems like, a couple month long event almost.
It really is, because they also get a save the date in January or February. So they know when the event's going to be, and they can set that date aside and make sure that, you know, there's, of course, unforeseen circumstances the night of where some can't make it because of some, you know, illness or whatever. But that's a date they set aside. Then they get the actual invitation, and those are returned, and they have the dress extravaganza to go to. And, you know, they're pampered there and get to pick out from, you know, 2,500 dresses, which is amazing. Yeah.
Where do you get all those dresses from?
A lot of high schools. Some of the dress companies, the stores that actually sell, will bring in and they donate new dresses for us. Shoes are donated. We had gift cards for the girls to get shoes. And then also jewelry and purses. So they look fantastic the night of. I mean, they just are ready to party. And we hear that, you know, it's one of their favorite events of the year, and the kids are looking forward to it starting like around December or earlier.
You mentioned Brown Aveda comes in and does the spa services. Do they go into the hospital to help them get ready?
No, most of them will go to their East or West Side location. And for Akron, there's actually a person there that has her own services, and she'll go into the hospital and actually do the hair and makeup that day.
If you're just tuning in, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. I'm talking to Mike Knaus from A Prom to Remember. And their goal is to put on the perfect prom night for teenage cancer patients. All right, so the limo comes and picks them up, and then they get to go out of the hospital and go to this place to get ready before going to the prom. I mean, it sounds like you're doing an amazing job at making this like a real prom, like this big deal for them.
Yeah, it's a huge buildup, and they, you know, a lot of them, it's the first time on a limo, and they just love, you know, the ride on the limo. And then, you know, when they see the red carpet and all the decorations and the interviews, we try and have some celebrities or at least people. Like last year, we had some of the police and fire people there, and they just were overwhelmed with being able to walk the kids down the red carpet if they don't have dates. And some of them, you know, if we have a celebrity there, some will say to their date, "You walk with someone else. I want to walk with that celebrity."
Yeah. And it's their night too.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah.
How do they go about getting their invitation? Is there a way to apply, or do they have to tell someone that they want to attend?
There's a sign up at the hospital, and the hospital knows the age restrictions that we have. And of course, if someone's experiencing something where maybe they're 20 years old and, you know, they just may not make it, that, you know, of course, we're going to make exceptions in those cases where they can come. So the hospitals supply the lists for us, and then they sign up there, and then the save the dates go to the hospitals. The invitations go to the hospitals because, of course, the kids are going through their own treatment and that, and the hospitals don't want anything mailed out. That has to be kept private, their mm-hmm. addresses, their emails, and all that. So everything filters through the three hospitals to the kids.
Approximately how many people do you think you have on the list this year?
We're pretty close to 150, counting the guests, too.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a party.
It is. It's a big party. I mean, we have up lighting there that's supplied. You know, there's a photo booth there. Dippin' Dots is there.
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah, they're
Dippin'
there.
Dippin' Dots.
Who doesn't like that,
Dippin'
right?
Dots are the best.
I know. And then the meal this year is going to be a breakfast at dinner. So they're going to have just stations where they can make their own Belgian waffles with all kind of, you know, whipped cream and whatever they want to put on it, strawberries, chocolate, whatever. And there'll be omelets and desserts. And this year, I think we're having confectionery cupboard supply the cupcakes for us.
From Menor, right?
Yes.
Their
yes.
cupcakes are fabulous.
Oh, I know. You gain weight looking at them.
And cavities.
Right.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and we've been talking to Mike Knaus from A Prom to Remember. They really do everything they can to provide the ultimate prom experience for teenagers who are being affected by cancer. Mike, one more time, let's recap all the information for those who are just tuning in.
It's at the Ritz-Carlton Silver Grill, and it's on Saturday, April 13th. It's usually from 7 to 11 that evening. The event will have everything we talked about.
And where can people go if they would like to volunteer, if they would like to donate, if they would like to help out?
Go to apromtoremember.org, and they have to click on Cleveland because there is the one in Fort Lauderdale, and they've tried to expand it to other cities. So make sure you click on Cleveland. You can always donate money. That we take year-round. Donations are always welcome because even though everything's free for the kids, it does cost us quite a bit of money to put the event on. You can also volunteer for next year's prom. This one is already filled up. We have all our volunteers and and help that we need to put it on for this year. Although we could use more items for gift bags if anyone has items they'd like to donate for gift bags this year, too.
You've been listening to Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. Mike, thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for everything that you're doing to help change these people's lives.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity. It's a great event, and I think it's probably one of the best kept secrets, unfortunately. It should be out there more, and thank you, for Chelsea, for letting us have the opportunity to spread the word about our prom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.